It's not just eating, drinking, and sitting still that can be killers. Elkind and the AHA also cite emotional stress caused by economic hardship and depression as the isolation of quarantining drags on. When hospitals and doctors' offices are seen as viral hot zones, people are less likely to show up for routine monitoring of hypertension, cholesterol levels, and other chronic conditions that can have cardiovascular impact. Acute cardiac events, too, are being ignored. We know people have delayed getting care for heart attacks and strokes, which can lead to poor outcomes, said Dr. Selim Virani, who chaired the committee that wrote up the AHA's statistical update, in a statement. In the U.S., about 655,000 people die of heart disease each year, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, a figure that outpaces the 360,000 reported to have died of COVID-19 in 2020. But those statistics don't tell the whole story. Elkind estimates that as many as 500,000 additional U.S. deaths in the past year due to people not getting prompt medical help for severe or emergency medical conditions, many of which were cardiovascular in nature. The good news, buried in the bad, is that some of the cardiovascular dangers associated with COVID-19 can be controlled. Just as masks mitigate COVID-19 transmission, so can healthier lifestyle choices mitigate heart disease risks. A pandemic is a ferocious challenge, but at least some aspects of it can, with effort, be surmountable.